Why would you want to start a podcast?
Communication Generation. Get your ideas into ears.
Hi, I'm Steve Randall. You've heard about podcasts, you might listen to them, you might even know that your competitors are doing them. But why would you want to start a podcast? Years ago, business owners, consultants and coaches were asking themselves a similar question about blogging, digital advertising, social media, video, the list goes on. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that a podcast is the right option for you, but it's just a reminder that alternative methods of getting our message out to new and existing clients come along from time to time, and the ones that take off become part of the range of media available to us. Podcasts are not just one of the fastest growing forms of media, they're also highly portable, allowing people to listen while they're doing other things, including driving, when they're out for a walk or a run, or just when they've had enough of screens. Oh, we've all had enough of screens. Increasingly, podcasts have SEO benefits as well, as Google and others get better at ranking both the written description and the show notes for your podcast, but also the words spoken within them. The little bots that find interesting things for us on the internet can listen to podcasts, understand to some degree the context, and then put that out as a search result. Clever stuff. But podcasting doesn't have to be your only medium, and it may not be right for you at all. But even if you're already creating videos, blogs, social media posts, or webinars, podcasts have the ability to reach an audience that you might currently be missing. Podcasts and other forms of audio are not new as such. I did my first one back in the mid-2000s, but in recent years, podcasting's found its place in the world, and for many compelling reasons. But where do they sit in business communications? Podcasts are very versatile, and I work with clients who use them for internal comms, especially where they have a large and geographically diverse workforce, but also others who are externally focused. And for those external comms, while product launches and information are a great use of podcasts, they have a superb part to play within your content marketing. Now, if you're not familiar with the term content marketing, it's essentially about creating content that's not about selling, it's valuable and engaging the audience. The business benefits from the low-level marketing messages included, or simply from being the provider of the content. I often liken it to when you try and get your kid to try vegetables that they have previously decided they don't like, and you hide the veg in something they do like. That's kind of content marketing. Now, this podcast is an example of content marketing as well. I'm giving you something that I hope is of use or interest to you, free of charge. And if you like what I say, maybe you'll want to work with me. Now, you might already be doing something similar for your audience, but if not, then podcasts could be the answer. And in fact, even if you are, podcasts could be the answer. Now, the kind of podcast content you create depends on your business focus. But a broad example might be evergreen how-to guides or updated news features or client case studies. All of these can be structured to be of huge benefit to your target audience while also helping to develop a deeper relationship between the listener and you and your business. Now, I have an acronym that I use in training sessions, TRUST, standing for Targeted, Relevant, Usable, Shareable Topics. Targeted to a specific audience, relevant to their needs and pain points, usable by the audience in their own business or lives, shareable, because we all want people to share our content, and topics, because the content works best when broken down into focused areas. Now, the idea is to make your content, in this case, your podcast, the go-to place for information, inspiration, conversation, entertainment, whatever you've decided should be your strategy. Now, another compelling reason to consider a podcast for your business is that it can be less challenging than some other forms of media. Writing blog posts can be tough if it's not your thing, and speaking might be a more natural way for you to communicate. There's also a huge benefit for authenticity and people getting to know you by hearing your voice. Now, occasionally, I present video interviews for one of my clients, and I do my bit remotely in front of a green screen. Now, every time I have to spend ages setting up the screen, getting the lighting right, making sure the microphone's picking up the sound well but isn't visible in the shot, The same with my earpiece so that I can hear the guest. And that's before the hassle of choosing the right shirt and making sure there's not a single hair out of place. I've worked in audio my entire adult life, and it's so much easier. Even before we get to the editing process, talk to some of my friends in the video world about how much of a stress that is. And audio means that all I have to think about when I switch the microphone on is what I'm going to say, rather than trying not to look like a rabbit in the headlights. You need less equipment for podcasting as well, usually just a quality USB microphone or headset. And the cost of producing a podcast is generally far lower than video, even when working with a professional podcast producer. Join me again next time and get in contact to find out how I can help you get your ideas into ears.
How powerful is the Cox Network? So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
We made USAA insurance to help you save. Take advantage of discounts when you cover your home and your ride. Discover how we're helping members save at usaa.com/bundle. USAA. Restrictions apply.